Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business, and I welcome my colleague, Jean Marks, the small business columnist for the UK and US edition of The Guardian newspaper, and importantly, for the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper. We begin with the story of the week, which is wholesale prices, the PPI. You will recall Jean, during 2022, was keen to remind us that he was hearing in his travels in America business-to-business prices spiking, resources, materials, everything much higher than the reported inflation. That was an early warning that the inflation number was reaching into all of us, the consumer as well. Right now, the PPIs frightened the markets. They reacted very badly. Why? Because the Federal Reserve's job is to get inflation down to a 2% target. We're in the sixes. We're very far from it. Gene, a very good evening to you. Now, here's the puzzle. I know the PPI came in high than expected, and you've been speaking about that for more than a year now, so you were not surprised. But does this tell us that small businesses get discouraged, that they can handle the prices? What does this tell the small business person about the next 9 months? Good evening to you.
John, yeah, the PPI, you and I have been talking about this for a while. And listen, I'm going back on the road in a couple of weeks, so I'll be reporting back to you from a lot of different industries and what they are, what they're seeing. But, you know, core PPI is, you know, above 6%. It's still well off of where, you know, we were a year ago, where, you know, the numbers themselves were higher overall. But, you know, my issue that I keep having is that the government reports the wholesale price index, the producer price index, which is based on an amalgamation of, like, you know, many, many, many different items. And then when I start drilling down into the core items that really make up, that are really like the main materials that businesses are using to run their companies, the numbers themselves always come up, you know, higher than that. Now, I don't have the numbers for you right now. I'm actually going to be putting them together over the weekend because I'm going to write a piece for the Washington Times on this next week. But my hunch is that even though the government is reporting a 6% annualized increase in the PPI, there's two things to keep in mind. One is that the number is still going up. In other words, it increased more this past month than what was expected to happen. So that was not good news. And number two is, once I start digging into the core numbers that I want to see, which is construction materials, manufacturing costs, the cost of specific minerals that are used, the cost of certain machinery and equipment, I'm gonna bet you, John, that those numbers are significantly higher than that 6%. They're still going to be somewhere in that 8 to 10% increase annualized. Which again means that as those costs start filtering down into the to the consumer market, we're going to continue to see elevated costs over there throughout most of 2023, because it's going to take 3-4 months for these products to get made and then brought down and then sold. So, you know, all of this tells me that the markets have a right to be nervous. The Federal Reserve should still be on its tight money policy and increasing interest rates, because we're still going to be seeing continued inflation throughout this year. And again, you know, we're not in 1980 levels inflation, so nobody has to panic. But if you're managing a small business, depending on the industry that you're in, you should be preparing that your overall costs are going to continue to be higher than last year, anywhere from 6 to 8%. And you're going to have to make sure that you change your pricing to reflect that, or change your cost structure to absorb that in some way. It's just going to be a challenge that we're going to have during this year.
The Wall Street Journal has an important piece to contradict everything about our assumptions about what a recession looks like. Fresh figures on jobs and prices drove the economy's surprising vigor this year, this past year, joining rising household incomes, consumer resilience, other data that have persuaded investors the Federal Reserve's battle against inflation is likely to be longer. Here's the problem, as I understand it, Gene. Everybody's working or making money.
Yeah.
And that's good for us. The retail number in January was 3%. That's terrific for businesses, small businesses, large businesses. Not only is everybody working, but people are spending their money as well. So again, the mystery of where is the recession? Can we find it?
Yeah, there is. And I'll tell you the reason why a lot of us still remain very concerned about this year. The Bureau of Labor Statistics just reported today that their overall income, and this contradicts what the Wall Street Journal is reporting, overall incomes are still 2% below what they were last year. They've actually, incomes are not keeping up with inflation. So although, a lot of people are getting salary increases, those increases themselves are still not where they were a year ago. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported, I'm reading this right off of Twitter from their Twitter account, real average weekly earnings are down 1.5% from January 2022 to January 2023. And they continue to be on that trend down. So, workers are not keeping up with inflation. Inflation is going to be persistent this year. There is, a continued decline in household savings as well. There is a continued increase in interest rates, which makes getting mortgage and borrowing from businesses more expensive. There is a tightening in the credit markets because of that, which makes it, capital less available for working capital as well as for startups and growing companies as well. All of those factors, John, are going to push against potential growth this year. And I understand why a lot of us feel that it's going to be causing a recession in 2023. I think that we're going to be seeing in by the second quarter of this year a significant slowdown in the economy. And I think that, as you're running a small business, you've got to navigate your way around that. The big question is, does that mean that it's going to result in a lot of job losses? And I don't think it will, because I think the slowdown is not going to be severe. And I do think that a lot of businesses, small businesses, are continue to face a tight labor market, and they would rather absorb less profits or take other moves from an overhead standpoint, invest in technologies, rather than lose their existing employees or rather than give up on finding that great star talent that can help them grow their business or provide some type of quality to their business. So I don't think it's, even though we're going to see a slowdown in the economy, I don't think it's going to have a significant impact on jobs this year. The big challenge we're going to have is that if inflation continues at that 6-8% range, employees are going to be expecting more salary increases. A lot of us were able to handle that over this past year because we came off a couple of decent years and had those savings in reserve. How much longer can small businesses and medium-sized businesses come back to their employees with another 6-8% increase again and again? How long can that last before we hit a wall? And that is the challenge that the Fed is trying to avoid.
Housing has been in decline for some months. The prices, the mortgage rates have been climbing to 7% or more. And yet, now more contradiction. Gene's reporting housing starts are near a record number in January. Builder confidence, a major tell for the economy, is improving in February. And mortgage delinquencies are down. All that adds up to where's the recession in housing?
Actually, I will say the mortgage delinquencies actually are increasing in the fourth quarter. They're not down.
Sorry.
So that's the contradiction, and that's the concern that we have. We are still behind in building, and the great news is that there are a near a record number of housing units that are under construction now. So that is great, for the housing market. We're still way behind demand. So that's good news for the people in the construction industry. And because of that, the National Association of Home Builders are feeling pretty good about the future. They've got a pretty strong backlog to build houses. But I am warning that right now the banking industry is reporting that mortgage delinquencies are on the uptick. They've been down for quite a few years now, and now we're seeing them start to increase. No one is panicking yet, but it is a bit of a concern. And they saw that in the fourth quarter of 2022. Obviously, we're only halfway through the first quarter of 2023, so we have to see if that trend continues on. But again, if you've got those workers that aren't keeping up with inflation, their household savings are down, even those that might be out of jobs, that can have an impact on those mortgages. And again, that puts pressure on the banking industry to extend new mortgages to afford some of these new homes that are being built. All of this stuff has an impact on the small businesses that support the construction industry. So again, you know, a little bit of a red flag to me, and we'll just have to keep an eye on it.
One more number from the Philly Fed, which watches manufacturing, and this did alarm me, Gene.
Yeah.
Excluding COVID-19, the worst number since the Great Recession. Something happened in the last 30 days? Is that what it is?
No, there has just been a drop off in demand. This is the Philly Fed that is reporting, a significant decline in manufacturing activity, in the Philadelphia region, which is a really strong manufacturing center in this country. And it is worse than it's been in a number of years. Could be a blip, but I can tell you the Institute of Supply Managers, which reports nationally on the manufacturing industry and the purchasing managers, demand for products, they are also showing a contraction in manufacturing over the past two periods of reporting. That's two in a row. And that also is a concern, too, which basically means that these manufacturers are only responding to what the orders are, John. And if orders are starting to be pulled back a little bit, that could be an indication of that slowdown that I keep talking about in 2023.
So the order books are for the summer of 23, for the fall. How far out are those order books, Gene?
Oh, they're right now. We're looking at late summer, early fall right now. I mean, we are in, heading into March. So people are looking ahead 4 to 6 months.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, the UK edition, the US edition, as well as the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper, and other distinguished publications. We're headed to the Philly Inquirer, and really good news in Philadelphia about small businesses. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana. Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.